right, so welcome to our pre-show for today, the 25th of July, 2018, or 2019, and I am Phil Hendry. Now, tonight, as you know, at midnight, we begin our 48-hour Ted Bell Marathon brand spanking, it's free, and I want to get over here. Now, do I have the goddamn, let me see, I know you guys are BSPs, so you will be able to log in and still chat with each other. You can log in and chat with each other, and you can pull up the free feed, I believe. Yeah, because you can chat on any page on the website. You can go between pages. You can chat even if you're on the homepage. So I'm expecting that that will be the case. But you know how it is with my motherfucking website. It's always a goddamn surprise. So let me just double check here. I told the guys that I want the link to go active at 10 p.m. tonight. So if you are so, you know, if you are so inclined... I suppose you can. I don't know when we'll start rolling music. We'll probably roll music at about 11 like we usually do. But I always like to have the links active and ready to rock and roll 2 hours ahead of time, if at all possible. All right, so what I'm going to do here, what the fuck is this, man? All right. What I thought I would do is get you guys over and take a look at what this link, you probably have checked it out already, but let's just go ahead and, for practical purposes... You go to the website.
Let me do that, you know. There you go.
See that? Oh, look at that. Did you see that little bit of anime? Wow. Shane, you guys are working overtime here, man. Let me see that again. Here we go. Boom. Boom. Oh, I thought it dropped down. There was something funny about it. Okay. Anyway, that looked really cool. Log in. I don't have to log in. No, I do not have to log in, but I just did. Fuck it. All right. Now, here's what it's going to look like. If we are not on the air yet. See? Marathon, stay tuned. This should open up momentarily. Okay, cool. That's precisely what I wanted from the guys, and they delivered. Look at that. You come spinning in. Ted Bell Marathon, it's at 12 a.m. Friday. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, man. Boink. Out it goes. Boink. Back we go to the homepage. At least I thought we're going back to the homepage. Once a month, we run a 48-hour marathon of great character. This is going to be a free one, and there are reasons for this, marketing reasons, promotional reasons. And quite frankly, I got to be honest with you guys, when I was on the fucking Rick and Morty party boat last Friday night, people were talking about the archival stuff, naturally. And I mean, we're talking Justin Roiland and all the cats from Adult Swim and, you know, everybody that was there. So I said to them, you know, I hope you'll tune in because we were planning on doing a marathon. And I said, well, I think we're going to do it. That convinced me to do it free. And I also have been thinking about doing these for free. Not every single one, but, you know, it's only once a month. And it helps push the thing. Now, I want to tell you guys something else. You're probably getting some comments, Melissa, and I probably ought to message you, about this show isn't available, that show isn't available. We are cutting back the number of free shows we're making available. We're cutting it back. I think right now there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40, maybe 6 weeks. We're cutting it way back, man, to like 10 to 15 shows, if that. The reason for that is simply to encourage the subscription model and also to encourage the, advertising model and download model. But when you have that many shows made available, you do, obviously... find that you have more downloads. When you make fewer shows available, you're now encouraging more the subscription or the active participation. And we'll see. You know, it's not a permanent thing. I don't even know if, to be honest, I don't know if Shane started it. I'll have to ask him. But it seems to me that people are starting to notice that. And I should have given a heads up. This is something we talked about like 2 months ago. I didn't even know he was going to do it. Look at that. You can see right through my head and right through my shirt, and you can see because of the green. I've been meaning to every single Halloween, and I haven't done it. I've been meaning to wear green every fucking Halloween and have like a really spooky woo backdrop and all that bullshit and do some fucking Arthur Barn vampire shit. And I have completely forgotten, you know. I can't even tell you. I don't even mark holidays anymore, except for Christmas. We take the week off, but we don't really mark holidays around it. 4th of July is kind of a, Do we? Do we do for? Do we do anything special for 4th of July? It's a 4-day weekend, so. But we don't really. We don't do Easter. I don't give a shit. You know, I don't do. I don't really. So, we'll see. All right. Can you dig it? That's what we done did. Huh? That's what we done did, Fred. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's pumping in there, baby? Huh? What's going on? Now we're going to do a Ted Bell. We're going to do Ted Bell today. Because,
yeah, Ted Bell here. I wanted the guys to start it off with something a little less, you know, I don't need the jingle. We all know the Ted Bell jingle, right? I have a lot of special guests, guys that have helped me make it, help me make it through the night, you know? Lay your head upon my shoulder. All right, forget it. All right. Nice mix job. So the...
What a dick. What a dick you are, Hendry. You really are. No, it, you know, I know I've got a funny sounding voice and you can go ahead and make fun of that, but the fact is, you're a dick. Fuck you.
Oh, wow. Did you hear that?
You know, I can't take you seriously with your squeaky voice.
Yeah, well, I can't take you seriously with how dickish you are. You know?
Ah, fuck me. What the fuck is that, man? And there we go, you know, looking for that. I couldn't find it, you know. There's nothing there, man. Don't you understand, man? There's nothing there, man. Come on, man. Lay your head upon my face. Do the do and funky chicken too. What is this, man? Is it Stills? As in Steven Stills? Oh, okay. What happened to the fucking video of this shit, man? My friend Amanda Green sent me some new little creative video clips. She does these. She's the one that did... Well, I could show them to you, but she's done some really cool shit for us. She's really creative. She used to record whole songs. She's the one who turned me on to the whole... She's the person who turned me on to the whole iPhone isn't just an iPhone. You can record albums on it. That kind of shit. Like, I remember talking years ago. I don't mean to drop names, but, you know, I think I will. Years ago, I was talking to Gary Oldman. Yes, the actor. And anyway, he was making small films, and he was messing around, and I said, how are you going to make them? He says, right here on the phone. I said, on the goddamn phone? Yeah. He says, you can make... He says, I can do a whole bunch of fucking movies on the phone. I didn't know anything about it. Then I talked to Amanda about it, and she goes, oh, yeah. And I said, why am I stupid? And she goes, that is something that only scientists could look into right now. I said, I'm not really sure, but... And then I said something else, and then she said something, and that, you know, and it went on like that for a couple of hours. Lay your head across my face. And then I said, and then she said, and then I said, and she said, and then he said, and then she said, help me make it through the night. How many of you guys have been with me since we used to close out the show with the National Anthem? How many of you guys have been with me since we used to do the show live at 9 o'clock in the morning for 3 fucking hours? 3 hours I just did characters. I didn't, no phone calls because who the fuck's going to call an internet show, right? Right? You know what I mean, right? Lay your face across my lap. Da, da, da. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. You know, we should have a best of the pre-show. Really, the best of the pre-show. Who's going to listen to it to pull the cuts from best of the pre-show? It ain't going to be me. But if there's anything in particular in the pre-show that you guys have thought was funny or should be noted, you know, you should tell me. Or you should tell me where or how or what. I don't know. Just give me the date and I'll pull it, if you'll pardon the expression. Hey. Hey now, man. What a fucking day today. So I didn't tell you. You know, we're pulling cuts for Ted. Discovered a whole slew of early Ted Bell cuts that somehow we've missed, so we got those going. And there's a shit pot load of Ted Bell. We're going to be working all fucking day today. All day today. All day yesterday. What happened yesterday, though, in the middle of all this bullshit, I don't know what happened. Oh, I know. I was trying to rewind the Mueller thing on CNN. I said, well, let me watch this shit. So, you know, it says press and get full playback. Well, no, I didn't, because I kept getting DirecTV's, you know, DirecTV has lost the signal. No, we can't do this. We can't do that. Fuck you. You know, I'm so sick and tired of them. Tried it again. What happened? Suddenly, no internet or no wireless connection. And there's a wireless little router thing that was not communicating with the television sets in the various places here in the office. Except there's one TV working, it's to my right. If I were to turn on the TV that we actually have camera three, you know, aimed at, it's black. There's nothing happening there. Am I right about that? Yeah. So this is two here. But the point being, suddenly I lost all my television sets except for one. So I tried to reset the receivers myself, and usually that works. Didn't work this time. They were still out. So I get on the phone in the middle of all the other shit that I got going on, which was one of the things that would happen yesterday. But you're really going to love this. Some of you may remember when we completely lost audio on the board. We lost audio from the computers on the board. Okay. And that was a gem from last month. It happened again today. I said, God damn it. I got on the horn with Adam. I said, God fucking damn this goddamn. We went through a whole slew of shit. And he finally says to me, why don't you turn the board on and off, man? Like reboot the fucking board. That's what turned it back on. That's what made it work. So I'm thinking the last time it happened, I flipped the board off, turned it back on sometime between the time I was fucking up and he came over to check it out. Because when he got here, everything was good. So I said to him, well, that's nice, and I'm glad that it worked, but I don't trust this motherfucker as far as I can throw it, so we need a new board. I mean, I want a backup, so we found another PreSonus that we're going to install in here tomorrow. It's a 24-track, like I need that many tracks. No, I do not, but it is. Now, I don't know if there's anybody from PreSonus watching. I doubt it, but I want to tell you that I noticed that your motherfucking board goes out once a year, man. I buy one of your boards. I bought four of your fucking boards. This will be the last one. And then I'm going to let the whole goddamn world know that while I do, you know, think it's a very good board, not great, but it's good. It's an unreliable piece of shit because I can't be fucking around replacing a goddamn digital board once a year. So, you know what I'm talking about? God damn, man. Every time I try to fucking do something. So that's what I got. That's what I got for my goddamn trouble there. Lay your head upon my groin. Excuse me. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. All right, so let's get this thing going, man. That was the other very curious thing about what happened today. I walk in here and the motherfucking, and Mac 1 is in passcode key. It's in password mode. What? Who did that, man? Well,
if you knew Susie,
that's who did it.
Like I know Susie. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, what a gal. There's none so classy like that fair lassie. Oh. Goodness me, what a chassis. We went riding, but she didn't balk.
You made me
I don't know why I like that fucking shit. This one.
While down on the South Sea Island.
All this shit's from Laurel and Hardy, except for that, if you knew Susie.
I strayed upon the maiden who was from.
Yeah, baby. Hey, here it is, yeah. Of Beverly Hills. Okay, I always forget the words to it, Chef.
That's,
yeah, don't worry. You want to?
Yeah, Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm Chef Calcidilli, and I'm what makes Ted's great. Don't get me wrong, but my recipes.
Yeah, that's funny.
My recipes are what keeps you coming back.
What recipes?
My clam chowder.
What do you mean, what? My clam chowder? Your clam chowder?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the clam chowder that the condom was found in.
Okay, all right. I want that cut out of the tape. Who's engineering this thing?
I am.
Who's engineering this thing? Whew. Oh, man. No. I had dinner last night at Maria's house, and she made this fantastic sort of soup, a green soup, which I really like, and it's also low-cal, you know. And then I was driving home with the leftovers, because that's what you get to have, and as I hit this stop, I hit the brakes at a stoplight that I was not going to make. I kind of did the whole fucking thing, laden with garlic, boom, landed on the floorboard of the driver's side of my truck, and I thought, that's fucked. Not only do I not get to eat the leftovers, but when I get home, I get to clean this whole shit up, and extra added value, the inside of the fucking truck. Is that Will Sasso? Dude, hey, Will, there's a guy who coaches the Browns who looks just like you, man. Swear to God. I just saw a guy in a Browns jersey, looks exactly like you. Is that the coach? So, sure enough, man, I cleaned the car out this morning. I get into the car. Yeah, garlic. I mean, you know, garlic and every other kind of flavor that was thrown in there. And it was really not good because, you know, you want your food to smell like, you don't want your car to smell like that. Yeah? You see where I'm going? See where I'm going with that? You see what direction I'm going in? Well, do you or don't you?
Tens of Beverly Hills. Yeah, steakhouse. Climb on down. Wow, wow. Hey, everybody. Ted Bell here. Just practicing. Ted's. Let me put my hands on the back of your head and drive my meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills turns into just rough jail sex. Sorry. All right. I remember I had Bob Green on one time. Wasn't he talking about how tornadoes lifting your fucking trailer up and just twirling it around in the air and smashing it was like real rough jail. Real rough jail sex. And I don't know. It's a terrible thing. I shouldn't be laughing at it, but.
And my engineer here is Rodolfo. How you doing, Rodolfo?
I am doing real good, you know?
I am doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing very good. I'm doing very good, thank you. I'm doing good. Yeah, it's all right.
And Igor, how you doing?
I'm good. I feel good. I look good.
All right, well, let's not...
But the ghost of Art Bell can call in, too. Do that.
If you knew Susie...
You made me think you cared for me.
The Ted Bell Show with me, Boxner Elvin, Boxner Irwin. Hey, Ted. Well, Ted, this is...
Ted, the Ted Bell Show with me, John Jerryman, and I'd like to sing a song.
Game of life.
I played my part and lost. John Jerryman here.
I'm now a wreck.
Upon life's sea.
What is this anyway, huh? It's like a bad talent show.
I pay.
All right.
You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. Oh, man, I can't, you know, to me, that's high comedy.
Hey, Ted Bell here, and this is Ted Bell on the Air. And I'm Ted Bell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And Ted is, Phil is graciously, look at, I'm calling Phil Ted.
Yeah, well, don't make that mistake in a restaurant, you know.
Exactly. Chef Carl Cedilli is with us. How are you, Chef?
I'm doing all right. I probably should not be, here. I probably should be back at the restaurant.
Well, I think Terry and Ken Cade, some of the guys, can take care of it.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a slow night. Tonight is Thursday night, and coming up in a few hours here is going to be the...
All right, so I think we're going to do that.
You made me what I am today. I hope you're sad.
I told you about what happened last marathon, right? We lost all the basically the computer shut me out. The TriCaster computer kept me from going into it and doing anything. And it just ran the program. It ran whatever DDR clips we had up. meanwhile, and it process, you know, it pumped the audio through to our through the processing and sent it on out there into website land, and did its job. It just wouldn't allow me or any other Christian soul to get near it. And the reason for that was the memory was gone. Basically, it was getting close to being gone, and it didn't want any other shit happening to it while it was doing this, you know, what it was doing. So I had to get in there. I told you, I went in there and I erased a bunch of files. But the point being, it was a very interesting marathon because I had no idea at any moment when this thing was going to crash. I was convinced at some point it was going to go down, but it didn't. And after about 3 or 4 hours, I went, this motherfucker's going to stay on. And it sure as shit did. It did. Man, I couldn't even get into the computer to bring myself on air, or if you will, online. So at some point, Phil was gone. I was gone. That will not be the case here for the Teds. Although Ted will be probably competing with me for, maybe I ought to put on some glasses.
Just talk like Ted Bell, you know. Hi, this is Ted Bell, and I just want to tell you, I'm having a ball. Okay?
Yeah, I can't use the only audio I can use is through the board. I can't use any audio that's on the video. In fact, we've muted all the audio off these videos because the audio on that ocean is like horrifically loud and, you know. The Carpathia is on the air. Right now, as of this, as we sit here, and we'll have plenty more, right now as we sit here, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 hours, right, of Ted. Now, you don't want to, we got 48 hours, and we don't want to fill it all up with 48 distinct things because we want to rotate stuff more than once, possibly three times. So with 48 hours, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, 13 is probably a good, probably with 48 hours, what's 3 into 48? 12? No, it isn't, you stupid cunt, Phil. I'm kidding. 15? No. Yeah, it's 15, 16.
15 and 16. It's 15. It's about 16.
Did I say 16? Yeah, 3, 6, 8. Yeah, it's 16. 16. That would rotate. But that's, you know what? That's not enough. Because we got a lot of Ted Bell, man. There's a shit pot. Man, there's a shit pot load of Ted Bell. And these are not all hour-long clips, so that also is something to be kept into. You were always on my mind. You made me what I am today, the hope you send. God. Is Herb Sewell engineering?
I've done some engineering, I don't know.
Well, I got Herb Sewell. You know, just,
there's, I'm not gonna hurt anyone. God damn, Ted. What the fuck is this? Come on, man, where is this goddamn thing? Here he is, 722. Thank you, Michael, here we go. Boom, boom, ba-boom, boom, boom, right? All right. Well, I can do these other ones. I just need to do Pluto. And then on the marathon, we're going to plug in some Pluto commercials.
Listen, I know that I'm going to speak very frankly to you guys. I know a lot of you guys like sex, and sometimes you don't have an easy time of getting it up, especially as you get older. That's just a fact of life, man. That's a fact of life. Your testosterone levels begin to drop at the age of 50. However, all kinds of marvelous things have happened in the world of science. And I can tell you this, I speak from experience. Here we go.